We're learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we're starting at the bottom of the Amud. It said in the Mishnah, Toka B'Rishayin Moshach V'Shniyah Kishtayim, if you blew one tekiah that went for both the end of the first group to the second group, you only get one out of it. So now we want to discuss a new Shiloh. Amar Rav Yechonah, Shama Teisha Tekiahs B'Teisha Shayis. You heard 9 tekiahs in 9 hours B'Yayim Yotza. That means every hour you heard 1 tekiah, you need altogether 9, that's all you need, right? 3 groups of 3. And every hour you heard another tekiah. What's the halacha? Zakar v'yechran di yotze. Even though there was an hour in between tekiahs, he's still yotze. The more he's right from a price. Tayinah mahaki. Shama teisha tekiahs b'teisha shayis v'yayim. If you hear 9 tekiahs in 9 hours of the day, yotze. And the price goes further and says, m'tes b'nei adem ke'echad lo yotze. If you hear 9 people blow the 9 tekiahs, it's tekiah and teruah, by the way, it means, because all the whole nine, the group of 9, they blew it at one time, lo yotze. That's what it says in our Girsa. Tekiah mezeh, teruah mezeh, yotza filu l'serugim. But if you hear one from this guy and one from the other guy, yotza, even though it's not all at one time or one 5 minutes, it's all over the day, it's fine. Fil koyim kuloi, it's also yotza. So let's talk about this braisa. The braisa, the first line is a raya to Rabbi Yechonon that teish tekiahs b'yayim is yotza. Then it says from 9 people lo yotza. So Rashi has a kasha on that. Rashi says it can't be gerus lo yotza. Why? Because we have heard before that from Terei Kali and Terei Gavri Mishdami. It means 2 people talk and you could hear both of them. Why? Because it's Chaviv. In a case where it's Chaviv, like Shaif, which is Chaviv, you can hear it. So Rashi says, if I hear the tekiah from 9 people at one time, I should be able to be Yitzhak because I can hear from Terei Kali. And Rashi assumes Terei Kali and 9 Kali are the same thing. What's the difference? So you could be Yitzhak. So he says you have to be Goyris Yotzah. And you read it like this. That's what he says. That's how he's Goyris. But Toisvis is Mekayim the Girsa. Toisvis says Poshut, that you really might not Yotzah like this. You have to have Tekiah Lefaneha, but Tekiah Lacharah. If it's 9 at one time, you don't have Tekiah Lefaneha, but Tekiah Lacharah. That's what Toisvis says. Therefore, he is Mekayim the Girsa of Lo Yotzah. That's number one. Number two, it says over here, Philip is Serugim, Philip called Yom Kula Yotzah. The kasha is, the Bryce just said that right before that. It says, Teisha Tekiahs B'Yam Yotza. Why is he repeating the same thing over? Azoi Frege Teisha Sarosh. Teisha Sarosh answers, there's a difference between Teisha Tekiahs Teisha Shayas B'Yam and Serugim. Teisha Tekiahs Teisha Shayas B'Yam means every hour on the hour at 6:02, 7:02, 8:02, 9:02, the Blue Shifer. Serugim means all over the place. An hour here, waited a half hour here, an hour and a half here, 2 hours here, that's even Serugim. Even that Yaitz, even though it's not Beseder, it's still Yaitz. So, like upon him, that's what we have from Rabbi Yechonon and from Abraisa that Yaitz Teisha Shoyes B'Yem Yotzo. Om Rabbi Yechonon, Achi, because Rabbi Yechonon says this. Om Rabbi Yechonon, Shem Shem Ve'yat Sedek, Bahal Uv Megillah, if you're saying Hal, or you're laying the Megillah, Im Shok the Ligmar Skula, you're quiet. You had a hefsek, you were quiet. As long as it takes to finish the entire halal or an entire Megillah, the halacha is chayz l'roish. You go back to the beginning. So, you see, Rabbi Yechon says that if you have enough time between that, like the whole thing, you go back. Now, how long does it take to blow 9 tekiahs? Let's say, a minute. He waited an hour. So it should be, he has to go back to the beginning, l'chayra. Wait an hour in between tekiahs? So tomorrow, you're right. But how did they? L'kasha, how did they? How did Rabbi? One's Rabbi Yechon sheet himself, one's Rabbi Shimon Meir Tzedek, which is a Rabbi. It's not a stira. He himself doesn't hold of this halacha. But Ravo have a shock of Azul Basheri Yechonam. Ravo was walking behind Rav Yechonam. Vavakari Kriya Shema was saying Shema. Kimot on a voice of a tenafis. When he reached a dirty spot, he had to stop. Ishtik, he was quiet. Basel the Chalif, once he passed by, Omalei, he asked Rav Yechonam, Ma'o Ligmar. And he let him be mafsik because he wanted to know what to do. So he asked him, what should I do? Should I finish Shema or go back to the beginning? Omalei, im shehisek de Ligmar skula, chayzer roish. If you waited enough that it takes time to say the whole Shema, go back to the beginning. So what do you see? Rabbi Yechon himself paskin that you go back to the beginning. So it's a kash, it's Rabbi Yechon himself over here. And for the Gemara, no. Hochkam ole, lediloi svirili. I don't hold of this. But yadach, the svirilach, you hold of this, and shas, you look at the school, you waited that long, go back to the beginning. So Rashi says, there was 2 things here that Rabbi Yechon didn't hold of. First, Rabbi Yechon holds, when you reach the Mavois and the Tanafois, you just cover your mouth and you say Shema further. That's what he holds. So you don't have to stop. Number 2, even if you stop, he holds, you don't have to start again if you wait so long. But you're asking, I'll tell you what to do. He saw he stopped, he knew he held it at, and then he figured that he also holds of this halacha. So the Sar Makutzi has 2 kashas. First of all, it's not a derech to ask your Rebbe a psak that you don't hold of. If you know he doesn't hold of it, you don't ask him a shayla. Also, where did Rabbi Yechonon see in Rebbe Vo that he holds of that halacha? Maybe he's asking, what's the halacha? Do you have to go back? He wasn't asking how much time. Maybe that was a shalom. Ma'al ligbar. Do I have to go up? You know, what's your shita? What did he see that he held like that? Therefore, Sar Mekutzi says that the one thing is taught in another thing. Sar Mekutzi says like this. Everyone agrees if you have an oinus and you can't say Shema, you have to go back to the beginning. If you're shocked, they'll ligmar skula. Even Rabbi Yechon agrees to that. So here, Rabbi Yechon held you didn't have to stop. So you didn't have to stop. But you will stop oinus. So then even I agree you have to ligmar skula. So therefore, he said, that's why he said, oh, you stopped. You were holding that. You have to ligmar skula. So comes in a lochla ma'isa. The case of Shoif, a guy stopped on purpose, you don't have El Halal and Megillah stopped on purpose, you don't have to go back. But if it's an oinus, you do have to go back. And that's what the Paschal Alach Lamaisa. Now, what's called an oinus? Oinus means you can't say it. So it's a big shayla. In certain cases, that's called an oinus. This was a story, my shayla, a few years ago, that there was in the middle of Megillah, someone collapsed, and there was a doctor there, he was an art doctor, and he, he's a doctor, so he knows some first aid, and he went and took care of that person. And not only that, he went with that person to the hospital. When he came back, he wanted to know, what does he have to do? Go back to the beginning of Megillah? Or, and they gave it a brachah, what do you want to go back to the beginning of Megillah? Or continue where he's up to? Continue to Megillah where he's up to? That was the shayla. Because it was 2 hours. It was the school. So the shayla like this. If it's an oinus, then you go back to the beginning. If it's not an oinus, you go back to the beginning. What's that called? Oinus or not? It's not an oinus. You could say Megillah then. He's busy with something. So that's called oinus. The big shayla. I forgot what the psak was, but that was the shayla. It's all cool. You have to ask Ratzberg what they pass in Paratzala to see what the halach is. Okay, talk about Ravaita. Tana Rabbanan. Tekiyos, aim akvois zuazu. Brochois, aim akvois zuazu. He lied to ask Shalom Milos Krishma because that's not a hefsek, because it's about Krishma. The Mogad Abram says also because it's Torah, that's a little shy, but the Pop Shalom says because it's about Shema, it's a Shalom Shema, he lied to be mafsek. Torah Bonham, Nus Shalom. Tekiyos, aim akvois zuazu, brochois, aim akvois zuazu. According to we learn Rashi's Pshat and Sugya, that we're talking about the Tekiyos and brochois of the Tainus. On a tainus tzibur for the rain, which we learned in Mitzvah Shem, Sechlis tainus, they blew shofar, and they also added 6 brachas to Shemoneh Esrei. So the halacha is they're not ma'akev each other. That means if you only have a shofar, or you only have, you only know the brachas, you could do one way after the other one. They're not ma'akev each other. Ain't ma'akev zu azu. Ma'ashein kein tekiyos and brachas of Rosh Hashanah Shem Kippurim ma'akev zu azu. Tekiyos and brachas of Rosh Hashanah Shem Kippurim ma'akev zu azu. It means of Yovel. There you say malchias zichrayim zeshofaris. You can't blow shofar without malchus and shofar, and you can't do malchus shofar without shofar. My timer, Amarabba, Amakarish Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanei Rosh Hashanah Malchus Zichrein Shofaris Malchus Kishtam Uchunu Alechem. Say malchus to be mamlech Akarish Baruch Hu on ourselves. Zichrein Kishtam Uchunu Alechem that your zikaring l'toiva should come in front of Hashem. Well, man, how do you do it with shofar? You got to do it with a shofar. So if you don't have a shofar, you can't say the thing. You have to do the goes together. Therefore, by tiny is there's 2 separate things. But by Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, they go together. Malchias, Zechariah, and Shofar, as Rashi learns, are totally Zevazeh, and they're both Ma'akiv. And that's Shem, we're going to ask a Kasha on this Rashi soon when we learn the next Gemara. Come on, that is Rashi's Pshat, that by Tainias, the Brachis, and Tekiyas, not Ma'akiv. Mashainkim, by Rosh Hashanah, they are Ma'akiv each other. Zok the Gemara Vait. It says in our Mishnah, Misha Birech, someone who daven Shemnes, right? Ba'achad Esmanah Loi Shofar, afterwards he got a Shofar, Toike Amriyat Kev, Loi Shofar. Zok the Gemara, time mod lo have le shayfer mikara. That's only good that he does one way out the other one because he didn't have a shayfer. Ha have le shayfer mikara kishamalu. When he hears a shayfer, I say the brachas shamalu. He has to hear it. I say the brachas. So the moment can dig for a mishnah. By the way, you got to hear shayfer and say the brachas. Which a Rashash asks, it's really in the first mishnah of Lamed Beis Malav. The mishnah of Beis Malav says say the brachas and says you. Let's see if you're a Bekiva. It says you say. Malchia is Vitakea, Zuchorin is Vitakea, Shavari Shavari is Vitakea. It's the first Mishnah. You have to take a diak from Mishnah. Mishash Blaib Shavari with Akasha. Akapadim, that's what it says in our Gemara over here, diak in the Mishnah, that you have to say Malchia is Zuchorin, look at Chia, say Malchia is Zuchorin, Shavari is together with the Tekias. But if not, you do it afterwards, as the Mishnah says, which is one of the Kashas on Rashi before. We'll speak of that more in a second. Rapapa Bashmuel, comments to you. Rapapa Bashmuel was davening. In his house, he wasn't feeling well in his stomach. He died in his house. He told his shamis, "Ki nahir naloch, when I make a simon to you, talkali, blow shayfer for me. I'll be a milshmeres. Right? When I make a simon, you know, I stop, blow shayfer. Amalei Rava, loy amru this halacha that you blow shayfer b'shas the tekiyas is only by a tzibur, only by a tzibur. Loy amru v'chaver ir. You only said this by a tzibur." This whole halacha, you blow shofar b'shas the Malchias is Zechariah and Shofar, so Shimon Esrei is only by a Tzibur. Tainam Ha'achi, because Shimon, Shimon Al Seder, you hear the Tekiyah is Al Seder, which means Tekiyah through a Tekiyah, Tekiyah through a Tekiyah, Val Seder Brachas, and you put on Seder Brachas. Medva Amur Mechavayir, which means in the Tzibur, in a Shul, with a Minyan. Avashloi Bechavayir, we add a Minyan, Shimon Al Seder, Vashloi Al Seder Brachas. You hear it Al Seder, but not a Seder Brachas, which means you don't do it on Shimon Esrei. And the price goes further. The Yochit Shloi Taka, a yochid that did not blow shofar. You had chaver to keiloi. You let chaver let it blow for you. You don't have to blow yourself. Someone can blow for you. But the yochid shloi birich, someone didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei. Ain chaver mevarach alav. Your friend cannot be meitzu you betfila. And this is halacha psuka. A friend cannot be meitzu you in Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't know how to say Shemoneh Esrei, a friend cannot be meitzu you in Shemoneh Esrei. Chorzas the tzibur. We'll get that soon. A friend, you two friends standing here, one friend came right to another one. He, with other things, he could. Right, he can't do it. He has to say the words. Well, you have a tzibur. A yachid, we'll sit a second. Let's read the Gemara first. The yachid cannot be moitzi his friend betila. Why not? So the Yashami says, because, and the same thing goes to Berachas Hamazon, because the pshat is, you yourself have to ask for rachamim. You have to vakish racham atzmai. Now there is a kula from the Ran that says this is dafka miyohan mili b'shdei levarach. I was any day of chaver mitziach. If he doesn't know how to daven, then he can mitzi him. And which is a shaila halacha how he paskin and plukas mechaber in the Ramah. And halacha lamaisa about any day of levarach because plukas mechaber says you still can't be mitzi someone. And if you're a Ramah, you could be mitzi like the Ran. You could be mitzi someone. That's an halacha lamaisa. So halacha lamaisa, if someone cannot make a bracha, then you could be mitzi someone according to the Ran, according to the Ramah. But if it's Sfardi, it can't be mitzi. This is different than a tzibur. Remember, this is the one of yachid. So if you didn't, someone cannot be mitzi you. Mitzvah noch halacha is like this. Let's say one city has a shofar and one city has a minyan. What's better? Well, not a minyan. One city has a shofar and one place has people who know how to make the bracha, or they have sidurim. Where should you go? The place where you daven Shemoneh Esrei, Musaf, or where you daven Tekiyah? Which is a better place to go? Zok the Braisa, Mitzvah v'toikim yoyis mevarchim. It's better to have the shofar more than the mevarchim. Ketzad. Shtei yoreis b'achas toikim. One bracha they have Tekiyah, s'vach mevarchim. The other place they have the Shemoneh Esrei. They have a minyan there, whatever the case is. We have minyan, you can yoyitza from the tzibur. Because this whole halacha we said that you can't be yoyitza, it's only by a yachah, by a tzibur, it could be yoyitza. We'll talk about that later. So halachah l'makom shtoikim, you go to the place where the tekiyah is off, ain't halachah l'makom shtoikim, you don't go to the place where you daven Shemoneh Esrei. So Amar Pshita, it's Pashat. Hoda araisa, shofar is the araisa, hoda rabban, it's only the rabbanon. Lo tzricha, the apagav, the havadai, the hasafik. Even though the shofar is a safik, and the vadai is going to have a minion there, still, you go to the place where the safik the araisa. Because safik the araisa l'chomer, you go to the safik the araisa. Klaret l'chai adam, what's the halachah, the second day Rosh Hashanah? Second day Rosh Hashanah, shofar is not the araisa. So you'd rather go to the Mevarchim or to the Shofar? What do you say, Moshe? So the Chai Adam says Shofar. Why does Chai Adam say Shofar? He says Shofar because it's like a Kain the Raisa. It's like a Kain the Raisa. But others tie it to the Chai Adam. It's much more posh than that. Why? The Brach on the second day is the Rabbanon also. So they're both equal. They're both equal now, and then the Shofar wins over. They're both. This is straight the Rabbanon. That's the to say. So either way, you would go to a Shofar and get a Shofar over there. Actually, I think the Chayyam asked, why don't you bring the shofar to this place where the minion is? Why don't you do that? So he says, Vaisa, you don't have to leave your city for this. You don't have to leave your city. You don't. The guys in the city don't have to leave their city for that. Vaisa, you don't have to leave your city. No, before you hunt to bring it. Before you hunt to bring the shofar there. Vaisa, you don't have to leave your city there. Ayin Chom, it's a big chiddush. Zok the Gemara Vaisa. It said in the Mishnah, Kishem Shetzriach Tzibur Chayiv, just like a Shetzriach Tzibur Chayiv, B'Shemoneh Esrei, same thing every yachid chayav Shemoneh Esrei. Gemil says no. Shliach tzibur moitzis arab dechavasim, which means there's machlekes Rav Gemil and Tanakama. But every Shemoneh Esrei, does everyone daven Shemoneh Esrei, or just the shliach tzibur is moitzis everyone? Gemil says shliach tzibur is moitzis everyone Shemoneh Esrei. That's what he says. And the Tanakama holds you're not allowed to do that. Tanya, look at the bright. So Omrei Rav Gemil l'dvarecha. So first thing, they have a little discussion over here. Tanya, Omrei Rav Gemil l'dvarecha lo matzibur mespalim. Let me ask you something, Rav Gemil. We know in every shul, everyone daven Shemoneh Esrei. What's the problem? Just have Chayav Shashat, and might say everyone. Why daven Shemoneh Esrei? Amar lahem, you're right. Kedei lahaster shliach tzibur tefilah. The reason is to order to be master the shliach tzibur the tefilah. That means the reason why you daven quiet Shemoneh Esrei is so the Shah should practice Shemoneh Esrei before he says it, and that's why he davens quiet Shemoneh Esrei. So it bothered me. Okay, so why does everyone else have a daven quiet? Just he learned to be master and good. So my chiddush on the Tanya, because you don't want anyone just to klutz around while he's saying Shemoneh Esrei, right? But I saw in the Avodas David from Rabbi David Goldberg from Telz, he wants a Tanya that you want to make the guy be master his Shemoneh Esrei properly. If he's davening himself and everyone else doing nothing, he's not going to take it seriously. But everyone else davens with him, he takes it more seriously, he master it more. Either way, it's a good aura. No, once you daven yourself, you don't have to be Yitzhak Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to, but this is the reason, this is why I was set up this way. Omer Gamil, the Vreichem, Rios is back to you. The Vreichem, Lama Shliach Tzibah Yarel Pe'ateva. For you, Rios is for you. So you're saying that everyone davens himself. So why do we have a Shliach Tzibah at all? Why do we have Shorash Shatz? Amaloi, Kedei Lohoitish Ein Ebaki. In order to you might see the Ein Ebaki. That means everyone agrees, someone's not a baki, a shliach tzibur is might see him. We saw before, Yachid being might see in a baki is a machlaikas, Roshayim. But shliach tzibur, l'kuyam is might see in a baki. Amalai, Rigmur says back, k'shem sh'might see in a baki, kach might see in a baki, goes to might see in a baki. And therefore, the machlaikas l'maisa, Rigmur Tanakama is, could a shliach tzibur might see in a baki or not? Tanakama says, no, a baki can't be might see. Rabbi Gamil says, no, you could be mighty a baki. That's machlokes ma'aseh. Can you yaitz with the shliach tzibur or not? A baki. Someone knows how to read. Lefida Tanakama, no. Lefida Rabbi Gamil says, yes. And Mitzvah Hashem, on the next year, we will continue the halacha l'maaseh of this discussion.